Dred Rogalski in the studio. Time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. And we welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning to you, Dr. Miller.
Morning.
You want to talk about a job fair that we have coming up, but first some more information about booster shots.
Yes, so thank you. As you recall, last week, I believe we talked a little bit about the fact that booster shots are being considered for both Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. Pfizer, of course, is already approved for a booster shot. And the news for this week is that the FDA is expected to go ahead and approve the booster shot for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. There will probably be similar guidelines around age 65 and above or having a health issue that puts a person at higher risk or being a frontline worker of some sort. And another piece of interesting information is that the National Institute of Health, the NIH, has recently announced a study which they are calling the Mix and Match study, asking the question, when you got the initial vaccination with one vaccine, does it matter if you get the booster with a different vaccine? And it turns out that is fine. For Moderna and Pfizer, there is a very slight benefit, maybe, to getting the same again. But for the Johnson & Johnson, there's a fairly significant benefit if the booster is the Moderna. So basically, what is likely to be recommended is that if you have the opportunity to get a booster within the same brand as the initial series, then go with that. Otherwise, the mix and match booster is acceptable. And I think this is important because, for example, in our clinic, we aren't offering the Pfizer anymore. We had switched over and pretty much were giving the Moderna. And now, because of people needing the booster, we're trying to get Pfizer back. And so if we're able to mix and match, that makes things a lot simpler for everybody involved. And also an interesting note, once again, about the Johnson & Johnson getting a booster with the Moderna. I don't think they tested it with the Pfizer, but with the Moderna, there was a significant benefit over a booster with just another Johnson & Johnson. Stay tuned. The CDC will be weighing in on both of these recommendations, and then the FDA will make a decision.
It's good to have options, I guess, is what it comes down to.
Just makes it easier so that, you know, you don't have to seek out the exact same one. If for some reason it's just not available, you don't have to wait. Remember that you need to be, I believe it's 6 months out
right
from your initial series to qualify as well.
What else do you have for us, Doctor?
Last week, Judy mentioned the upcoming job fair. We have a lot of exciting job opportunities at the hospital and in the clinic. And you don't have to be a medical person. There's a number of non-medical job opportunities. And we're going to have a job fair coming up here. And I thought if I could, I'd like to just read the flyer.
Sure.
Adventist Health Mendocino Coast is in search of mission-minded community members ready to join our team. We have many open positions, including clinical and non-clinical opportunities, and offer competitive wages and exceptional benefits. Some of the jobs include schedulers, housekeeping, telephone operator, food services, medical records, nursing, maintenance, certified nursing assistants, phlebotomists, which are the ones who draw your blood, medical assistants, care manager, communication specialists, and financial service specialists. So if anybody is interested in looking at one of these jobs, and many of them I'd like to point out are entry level. So, for example, if you ever thought that you might like to be a medical assistant, which is that person who, when you go to the doctor's office, greets you, takes your vital signs, and gets you into the room, that's an entry-level position, meaning you don't have to have previous medical training or experience. We'll train you. And I know that Mendocino Coast Clinics also is looking for MAs and will do the training as well. For our job fair, or if you're interested in any of these jobs, you can contact Jolee, J-O-L-E-E, White. And her email address is White, W-H-I-T-E-J, at ah.org, ah for AdventistHealth.org. Her phone number is 707-963-6588. And the job fair itself is going to be in the Human Performance Building at the hospital, which is back behind the hospital. The address is 515 East Cypress Street, and the date and time are October 28th from noon to 6 p.m. And it's just a drop by and sign up or ask questions.
It's good to hear that many are entry-level jobs, and as you say, it's not necessarily, you don't need a medical background. You just have to have an interest in doing some good work and doing it at the hospital, or I guess also the clinic.
Yes, and I know I've heard a lot of people say that right now they're having trouble finding jobs.
Yeah.
So these are some real opportunities, and I personally have found Adventist Health to be really good organization to work for. They're very good. I really am enjoying working with them, and I do think their benefits package is quite nice.
All right. Dr. Miller, thanks very much for being with us, as you are every Tuesday here on the coast on Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.